People in Detroit have watched with envy as such industrial cities as Cleveland and Pittsburgh reverse their sagging fortunes. With some new development downtown and other encouraging economic signs, Motor City residents are looking for improvement in their public schools. But NPR's Jackie Northam reports the man charged with rebuilding the long-troubled school district faces some big challenges.
Kenneth Burnley grew up in Detroit, and over the years he's gained a reputation for turning around smaller school districts. Burnley knew things were bad, but says he was astounded by what he faced when he took control of Detroit's 268 schools.
Let me just tick off some of the things. Student achievement is way down. We had declining enrollment, have had it for a number of years, so we're losing 4,500 to 5,000 students a year. Software program had been put in, it didn't work, and 2,000 people or more weren't being paid accurately or on time.
No wonder, Burnley says, that morale was terrible and the dropout rate for high schools was a staggering 40%.
The schools weren't safe. Teachers felt the schools were dirty and not, and in some cases, toilet paper wasn't even available. The discipline wasn't where it needed to be.
The problems proved too much for many of Burnley's predecessors. The city had 7 school superintendents in 12 years. This time, though, it's different. The mayor's office was given full control of the school system in 1999. And a year ago this month, Burnley was named chief executive officer, replacing the old job of superintendent. Not everyone was happy with the idea of a mayoral takeover. But with signs of economic renewal, there's a feeling that if the city's school system isn't fixed, people, especially families, won't move back.
Clearly something dramatic had to be done. Nothing else had been working up to this point.
Ann Sherwood, a vice president of Detroit's Regional Chamber of Commerce, says the idea of a CEO was welcomed by the business community. Sherwood says her organization was involved with the choice of candidates and had some tough questions for Burnley.
Really, a lot of them were related to student achievement, but also a lot of questions were related to how you're going to run the business. How are you going to run this system by numbers, by data, by performance, by results?
Burnley got the message. He's turned to the business community for advice on issues such as human resources, public relations, and technology as he tries to streamline the system and tackle the budget, which has a $50 million deficit. Burnley brought in a team of business and financial experts, and he started looking closely at the schools themselves. Using a large brass key, Denise Osborne, the chief engineer at Law Elementary School, opens a heavy gray door and enters a dimly lit room crammed with tables and chairs.
This used to be our library. It was turned into a classroom again to accommodate all the students we had.
This school was built in the 1920s and is slated to be torn down next year. The average school here was built well before World War II. Many are crowded and have antiquated electric and heating systems. In 1994, the people of Detroit voted overwhelmingly to pass a $1.5 billion bond levy to fix up the schools. But for the most part, that money hasn't been touched. Jeffrey Morrell is a professor of educational studies at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
You had a school board which was able to mobilize the people of Detroit to put money into their schools, and then the school board did not have a building plan, didn't have the wherewithal to spend the money.
But that's changing, and Burnley is finally starting to spend the bond money. The sound of hammers and saws ricochets off the pine floor in the auditorium of a state-of-the-art school being built next to Law Elementary. This is one of 9 new schools slated to be built over the next 5 years. After years of unfulfilled promises, that's a good sign that things are finally changing, says Thomas Fays, who watched his 2 daughters struggle to get a good education in their working-class neighborhood.
I thought at the beginning that it would happen overnight, and I think I was just looking for it to change right away. And I guess it's probably a slow process. It took it 12, 15 years to go down. It's going to take as long to get it back up.
There's movement on other fronts, too. Burnley has closed 9 schools, trimmed hundreds of jobs, and will privatize custodians and engineers. These are things that haven't gone over well with labor unions. But Burnley says more money is needed for the classroom. Now, at the 1-year mark, Burnley faces just as many challenges as when he walked in. The biggest, he says, is making people believe after so long things will get better. and that, Burnley says, will take a few years. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Detroit.